they had what they called the turkey hunters. And that was in Oklahoma. And there's a section out right out of El Reno going northward that the track lays parallel with the Highway 81. Well, this train departed El Reno one day, and time they got to the next crew point, one of the brakemen had been shot in the leg, and they took him to the hospital, and shot with a shotgun. And they took him to the hospital, and he did all right. He cured out. And the investigation drug on for about 6 to 8 months. The federal boys got involved because from a highway, U.S. 81, yeah. And heard all of the stories about the turkey hunters, and they were, they had a gun with them. Later on it was found out they had a gun, and they were out on front of the locomotive, and they were going to shoot some turkeys. That's why we called it the turkey hunters. Well, lo and behold, they kept saying somebody from the highway shot us and hit this brakeman in the leg. This dragged on and on, and more investigation, money spent over this trial and everything. Finally, one of them told, said, man shot himself. Oh. Yeah. And so they all, Superintendent Haley, called them all into the office, had them all there. He said, gentlemen, he said, we're here to finalize this terrible thing, and said, you lying about the injury was incurred on the train. And he says, he shoved out about 4 or 5 papers, and he says, I want you to sign these papers. And the engineer says, was an old engineer too, that regrettable. Well, he had some years in. He wasn't responsible, but he went along with the story that it's somebody from the highway. And they said, what is this paper? He said, your resignation. He said, you're all gonna resign. And he told them, he said, now you'll be prosecuted if you don't sign this. They all signed, and they sort of, the young ones, they had 2 or 3 young brakemen there. thank you, Mr. Haley. Yeah, we appreciate it. Hadn't been working over a year, you know, seeing, but the old engineer, he had about 30 years under his belt. He wasn't ready to retire yet. Maybe had a family and children. They started out that door, and he said, no, 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 no. Superintendent said, not that door. This door over here at the left. And they said, well, this goes out the hall. No, there's somebody waiting for you out here at the left. They opened that door, and it was a federal man. He says, you'll be lucky if you don't go to the penitentiary over this. He said, we spent a lot of money on this turkey hunting deal. And they had to, he made them go out through the federal man was waiting on them out there. Whether they were sent to the pen or what, or served some days or whatever. I had no idea what happened, but it was a renowned thing talked about on the Rock Island, the turkey hunters. Yeah.
Wow, that's
shot
strange.
Himself. Yeah. Mm. Mm. And let's see, so many things. One thing about a railroad, never the same. Never the same. Wasn't boring work. No repetition whatsoever. Because one fella might do something funny there, throw a derail under a car, or do some unethical things. And it was always interesting to go to work. Never knew when you're going to come back home. Especially as an officer, you left. That's why at this time, when I retired, I told her, I said, there's one thing's not going to happen. I will not have a phone in my bedroom. not the bedroom. It's not going to wake me up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning that something's in the ditch or your engineer did this. You need to meet him when he comes in. I said, no phone in the bedroom. Get an answer machine. If it's important, they leave a message. We'll get it the next morning. I said, not going to have it. Sleep better. But I had dreams for a long time that I was still working for the railroad. I'd dream about it, yeah, that I'd get a call out. And I'd wake up and I thought, I don't work anymore. Yeah, strange.